L. David Meach is a senior scientist with the Biological Resource Division, U.S. Geological Survey, and an adjunct professor at the University of Minnesota. He has studied wolves and their prey since 1958. Dr. Meach says some Great Lakes states had the ability to control wolf populations, and each state set their own goals. If that ability is returned to the states, he says from his biological perspective, the goals wouldn't substantially affect populations.
In none of the cases did it really seem to have any large effect on the population. Wolf populations are very prolific. They rebound very easily because they have such a large annual reproduction. Each wolf population generally doubles each year in the spring when the pups are born. There's a lot of new wolves around, and come fall, while some of those have already perished, many of them haven't.
Meach says the numbers taken cut into the increased population for that year, but the takings, he says, don't change substantially the overall general population.
There was a case, I think, in Wisconsin one year when the population seemed to have dropped after the hunt, but not to any kind of critical number. It was just still in the 500s or something like that.
Wisconsin experts think there is a base population of about 800 wolves in Wisconsin. Others disagree about delisting and local control. One recent report put the gray wolf on the imperiled species list. Ken Krall, WXPR News.